the needs in DPR Korea at this point has always been there, and the reason we call it silent emergency because it does not catch the headline that other emergencies around the world have, and it's also not an acute emergency. It's more of a chronic, long-term, and therefore it requires sustained support. Currently, the humanitarian situation is as follows. We have almost 70% of the population, or 18 million people, who we call it food insecure. This means that 70% of the population do not have adequate and diverse food diet.
So why is the food not getting to them?
Well, I think there are several reasons. One, DPR Korea is a mountainous country. There's only between 18 to 20% of land that is arable or available for agriculture. Secondly, lack of investment in the agriculture sector for many, many years have led to lack of productivity, and therefore the soil is extremely exhausted. The country is extremely vulnerable to weather condition, adverse weather condition or natural disaster. We've had several experiences of typhoon and flooding, annual flooding, which has affected food production.
To what extent, though, would you say the political situation is impacting? International sanctions were imposed on DPR Korea about a year ago. Is there a strong correlation between the humanitarian situation and these sanctions?
Yes, I would say that there are obviously indirect impact of the political situation on the humanitarian. For one, we believe that in some ways, lack of progress on the political front obviously affect donors' attitude and support sometimes for a humanitarian operation. So what we are trying to do through advocacy is to depoliticize humanitarian needs and priorities in the country. The international sanctions clearly exempts humanitarian needs from the sanctions. However, it does create sometime operational challenges for us, such as long delays in custom clearances or difficulty in getting equipment. But by and large, humanitarian needs are exempt from international sanction and UN sanction in particular.
Are there many UN humanitarian workers in the country that are able to operate and work with the population?
It is not as big as one could expect. We have the UN system, and we have some international NGOs, plus the International Federation of the Red Cross, the ICRC, and some bilateral donors such as the Swiss Development Corporation. And most of them are targeting population at risk, which are children and pregnant women and lactating mothers.
Now, you live and work in the capital, Pyongyang. Do they feel that the UN can really bring a solution to the problems that they're experiencing?
Well, we have not gauged their views and attitudes about the UN or other donors, but certainly we have good engagement with the government of DPRK to allow us to always expand our operational space and to be able to work more with the population at risk. So I would say yes, there is a greater appreciation of what we do in the country.
And what kind of donors are you hoping for? Is it the private sector that you're appealing to? Is it governments?
We are actually appealing to all potential donors. We've been already receiving funding from some European donors, but we would like to diversify our donor base, because at the bottom of this is that we have a segment of the population which requires our support and they need humanitarian assistance, no matter what is happening on the political front.